Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, and a big part of our wintertime culture is cross-country skiing. This weekend, cross-country skiers will converge on Bemidji for the 38th annual Minnesota-Finlandia Ski Marathon. And Mike's going to tell us more about it. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So it's a ski marathon. How long is this thing?
There's five different races, from a 10K tour to 25K skate, a 25K classic race, also a 25K pursuit, which is 14K classic, and then finishing it up with an 11K skate at the end. And then the big one, which is the 50K marathon. So,
whoa. Yeah. So are people skate skiing and classic skiing are a little bit different? Are they in different heats, or how does that work?
The classic goes out earlier. We give them about a 2-minute head start, so to speak, before the skaters come down, barreling down on them. But yeah, we send them out earlier. It's all the same course. Our course is wide enough to facilitate, both types of skiing. So, there's classic right along with skate skiers.
Wow. How do people safely navigate through this thing when there are so many skiers right next to each other?
They pick their place. I mean, we have waves, so, the elite skiers, they're out front, and they know what a crowd is like. These are people that ski the Mora Vasalopet, the Birkebeiner. They're used to thousands of people being all around them, and they know their surroundings, and they're comfortable with that. Other skiers who aren't as seasoned, they're towards the back, and they pick their space. And luckily, our race has a lot of room. We have about 200 people that participate. Sometimes good years, which this one might be, upwards of 300. So there's not thousands of people out there, so there's plenty of swinging your arm space. So.
300 is a lot of people.
Yeah, 300 is a good crowd.
Can people still sign up, or is it capped?
Nope. We register, typically we just register for up to Friday night, but this year we're going to keep it open Saturday morning too. So if you're interested in participating, the main registration is Friday night with a spaghetti feed at Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji. And then Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have registration at the Hall of Fame building out at Buena Vista. And you can register for any one of the races and get your bibs. And we have hats. That's one unique thing with our race is instead of T-shirts, everybody has a ton of T-shirts. We give out ski hats.
So, I like that.
Let's say Minnesota Finlandia on it. But you can register up to Saturday morning, and then the race starts at 10.
Whoa. So if somebody gets a wild hair and thinks, I'm going to go do this thing, they can go do it.
Come on out.
It's cool. So if you're listening and not familiar with the Bemidji area, Buena Vista is north of Bemidji, about 17 miles or something?
No, it's about 11 miles, I think. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
For my house, it's about 8 miles.
Well, so. Okay. This Finlandia has been going on for, this is the 38th annual, but it's changed a lot since its beginnings.
Yep, right? And we only counted years that we've had it. So, it actually started planning, I believe, was in 1978, and the first race was in 1979. We've had a few cancellations. We've had a few that were what they called a Footlandia, and we'll never do that again. We had people that still come up to me and complain about the Footlandia, in which we had no snow, so instead of a ski race, they decided to have a running race, and that didn't go over very well with the skiers, who some of them don't run. It's skiing's a low impact sport, so they like it for that. But it's been going on for, this is the 38th annual. I've been race director for 20 years, and I've had 3 cancellations in my years of being involved with this. So
okay, and it used to be a 2-day.
Yeah, it started out back then. It was a 2-day 100K race, in which they started at Paul and Babe on Lake Bemidji. They skied all the way across the lake up to the state park, all the way up to Buena Vista on day one. And then day two, they turned around and they went all the way from Buena Vista back down to BSU into the stadium. And that's where they finished.
Whoa. How do you even, the 10K seems palatable to somebody, a regular skier, I would think.
And it's on the easier side of the course, too.
How do you prepare for a 25K or a I mean, God, 100K.
I would just say putting in lots of hours and practicing. If you can find someone who does this on a regular basis, I always like to ski with people that ski way better than me. That pushes me a little bit further. But, you know, find someone that has done this and has some experience and get some tips and stuff. But I think it's just putting the hours on the boots.
So. Wow. I'm talking with Mike Herbin. He's one of the organizers behind the Minnesota Finlandia Ski Marathon that's happening Saturday in north of Bemidji at the Buena Vista Ski Resort. Mike, you've been part of grooming the trails, and we've had kind of some warmer weather that kind of makes things a little meltier, and now it's super cold, so it's frozen up again. How has this affected the trails?
Up until about 2 weeks ago, the trails have been fantastic. I mean, we have not had that warm-up meltdown. Grooming, which I spend hours and hours and hours grooming out of Buena Vista during the season, it's been a breeze. But now, yeah, with this cool down and warm up again, and it's become a little bit more problematic with the equipment. The Bemidji Area Cross Country Ski Club is, I think, hands down, one of the best clubs in the state. We've got a lot of equipment, and all these trails are groomed by snowmobiles. We're not in nice heated cabs, and it's all volunteers. So all of our trail systems around here are done by volunteers. And we spend hours, just dragging it, but it's hard on the equipment when it's hard. We have these what we call ginzus that we drag through the snow and ice, and if it's hard, it's hard on the machines, and they start to overheat, and then we have to sit there and wait for it to cool down a little bit and then continue on our ways. There are some tricks to get by that. You throw snow on the radiator or something like that if it's cold and dark and you want to go home. But yeah, it's just lots of hours going around, and it's been a great year. So
it has been a great year for snow and skiing. What other events are going on? You mentioned a spaghetti feed.
Mm-hmm. There'll be the spaghetti feed and registration at Keg and Cork. That's Friday night, where you get all your bibs and hats and things like that, and get some carbo loading, so to speak. And then Friday morning, like I said, registration starts at 8. The events start at 10, but afterwards we have in the Hall of Fame, our feed, which we have tons of food that's provided by a lot of different area businesses, good food, healthy food, and then the awards banquet is in there right around 3 o'clock.
I suppose the Bricky Biners next weekend.
Yep, we're tucked in between the Mora Vasalopit, which was last weekend, and the Bricky Biner, which is next weekend.
So yeah. Are there some people that are doing this whole, I mean, are there skiers that do this circuit?
They do a loop, yeah. We've had people from like Brazil, we've had Russians, we've had French people that are in the States. They want to do races, and they're looking around. They're like, oh, this one seems to be fairly close in the Midwest. So, yeah, we get people from all over the place coming in to do this thing.
That's awesome. How did you get involved in the ski club? You said you've been organizing this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I've worked out of Buena Vista in college and got connected with a few people within the Finlandia organization. I think it was right after we were done doing the Special Olympics out at Buena Vista, and I got kind of sucked in and been here ever since.
Wow. Well, thanks for all you're doing to make it happen.
Thank you guys.
I heard there was initially Mark Morrissey is supposed to be here this morning, but he's terribly sick, so he can't. Hopefully he gets better before the race.
Me too, because he's my head groomer.
he'll pull through. But he was mentioning that there's some kind of exciting cross-country ski news.
Yeah, I mean, Bemidji sent quite the contingent to state. There's 5 racers that are heading to state, which the race was supposed to be today in Giants Ridge, but because of the cold, they postponed it to tomorrow. So the state meet is actually tomorrow in Giants Ridge, Friday. And we have 5 kids going out there, 3 boys, 2 girls, one of them being Mark Morrissey's son, Lewis.
Yep.
Good
yeah.
job. But great job with Mark Walters, the coach, and Nina. They do a great job of getting these kids to state every year. The club has been pretty instrumental in getting these trails going, but we also have this wonderful new shelter out at Movo right now. I don't know if anybody's checked it out, but there's a great warming shelter at the trailhead, Movo Maze. And them and the county have been working on that for years, and it's finally up and running, heated, and they're doing events out there too. Every Tuesday night, they have a ski that's pretty cool, pretty fun for people to go out and do.
So. Yeah. When did you start cross-country skiing?
I started probably 25 years ago. I started as an alpine skier, and that's still pretty much my main skiing outlet. But I do cross country every once in a while. So,
but you won't ski this weekend.
I will not. I will be running around. So,
yes, like a crazy event. Like you do at a lot of events. That's Mike Herbin. You can find him at Buena Vista. Actually, you can find him at the Keg in Cork Friday night, signing people up for the big race that's happening Saturday. And then Saturday, he'll be out at Buena Vista for the Minnesota Finlandia Ski Marathon. If you have a hankering to get involved and strap your skis on, you can still get involved and do that. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.